If you are pregnant or you've recently had a baby, this podcast is for you. I am your host, Kath Bequee, a physiotherapist working in women's health and mum of three. Inside my online program, Fitness Mama, I just love helping support women to care for their bodies during pregnancy, prepare their bodies for birth, and support their afterbirth recovery, helping them feel confident and strong inside out during this important stage of their lives. In this podcast, join me each week as we dive into all things pregnancy care, childbirth, and postnatal recovery, helping you through every step of the journey. It is absolutely possible to feel amazing and confident in our bodies during this motherhood journey, and I want that for you. Come and say hi to me on Instagram at fitnessmama, and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Pregnancy, Birth and Recovery podcast. So today's topic, it's a solo episode, and I am answering a listener question. It's about cesarean birth recovery. So the question that was asked, and I'm reading it out here, what are the steps to follow after a cesarean birth for a smoother recovery and postpartum and easing back into regaining strength, energy, fitness, mobility, etc. for overall wellness? So simply put, what are the steps for a cesarean birth to help maximize postpartum recovery? So I love this question. I'm going to break it up into things that you can do whilst pregnant, things to do in the early stages postpartum, so in the first few weeks after having a baby, and then beyond, like weeks to months after having a baby. Before we do dive in, I want to quickly invite you to join us inside Fitness Mama. If reclaiming your pelvic floor core and strength safely is important to you, if you're wanting to help your body prepare for birth, a cesarean birth, if you're wanting to help your body recover after a cesarean birth and restore and get back into feeling like you're old new self, then Fitness Mama is for you. So join us for convenient, short, easy workouts, all physio created, that you can do from the comfort of your home whilst your bubba kicks around on the mat next to you, whilst your toddler runs around, or at the end of a long day at work. So head to fitnessmama.com. There is a free 7-day trial and the link is in the show notes. Right, let's get stuck into this question. So cesarean birth, if you've got one planned and you're pregnant, what are some things we can do while still pregnant? So an important point here is whilst pregnant, exercising helps with so many different aspects. We know exercising during pregnancy helps with postpartum recovery. It helps us feel stronger sooner after having a baby, if we can manage to stay fit and strong whilst pregnant. So exercising during pregnancy, I know I talk about it a lot on this podcast, but it can help out with our mental health. It can help with our confidence. It can help us to feel, it can help to manage aches and pains whilst pregnant. It can help us to feel more like ourselves when so much is changing around us. And as I said, it helps with that postnatal recovery. So that would be the number one thing, is just review your exercise program. Is there anything that you can tweak while still pregnant? If you're walking, that's fantastic. That's a great form of exercise. But do you need to add any extra exercises to your program? Just maybe it doesn't need to be too complicated. It doesn't need to be too time consuming. But what can you tweak in your program to help maximize your pregnancy wellness and fitness? Okay, let's say you've had your baby and you're in those early days postpartum. I'm going to list a couple of things here to be aware of. As always, do check in with your healthcare team, do check in with your doctors. They know how your body is recovering. They know what's happened in your birth. So always be guided by them, please. These are just a few things to be aware of that you could discuss with your healthcare team. All right, number one is deep breathing, beautiful diaphragmatic breaths. So pop your hands on the bottom of your rib cage, feel your hands and feel that rib cage expand as you breathe in. And then as you breathe out, feel that rib cage fall. So lovely deep breathing. That helps with so many things, but getting your abdominals working, getting the pelvic floor activating in those early days, so many benefits to deep breathing. The second one, and this is very much a practical tip, it's to log roll to get in and out of bed. So when I say log roll, I mean, first of all, roll onto your side and then use your arms to push yourself up as you drop your legs over the bed. So your body and your torso is remaining like a log, hence the term log roll. When you're in hospital, it can help to pop the bed head up. I personally don't love the use of the monkey bars. I actually think they do put a lot of pressure on your abs by pulling up on the monkey bars. You know, those little bars that often hang over the hospital beds. So, and I also think it's great to get into the habit of log rolling while you're in hospital. If you do need that extra help, as I said, pop the bed head up. Okay, number three, and I should have said this first, but pain management. Pain management right from the get-go, have a chat to your healthcare team. This will definitely help your recovery in terms of if you feel better, you're going to move better and it's going to help with your recovery. Number four, your bowels. Let's pay attention to your bowels. There's a lot of hormonal changes that happen in those early few days after birth. Often the food is different in hospital. Often there's pain relief that might change things up. So have a chat to your healthcare team. If you're having trouble passing bowel motion, then check in to see if a stool softener might help. But definitely try to avoid straining on the toilet. If you do happen to have a cough or a sneeze, or even with your bowels, it might be comfortable and helpful to pop a rolled up towel gently along your scar line or your wound and gently press before you cough. So let's say you can feel a cough coming along. If there's a little towel or a pillow, you can pop up against your abdominal area and then cough. That can sometimes help. Okay, fifth on the list. Again, these are in no particular order, but horizontal rest. Horizontal rest after a cesarean birth is amazing. It can help with fluid redistribution. It can help with taking pressure off the abdominal muscles. It can be really helpful to help you get the rest you need. And with that, I don't mean let's lie down all day, every day. Obviously, early mobilization is important. Again, I think the hospitals are really great at guiding you here. But in terms of how much walking to do, I like to be guided by my 5-minute principle. So you might have heard me talk about this before, whether or not you've had a vaginal or a cesarean birth. In that first week postpartum, 5-minute bursts of walking is great. So that might be walking around the hospital ward, walking around your home, perhaps walking around a short block. Second week, well, then the next week after birth, then walking around 10 minutes. And again, it doesn't mean 10 minutes and then lie down the rest of the day. I just mean 10-minute bursts of walking rather than setting out for an hour and getting a bit stuck and you still have to walk all the way home. Let's just do short little bursts so that you can rest in between and listen to your body and be guided by how you're feeling. So if you're doing 5 minutes extra each week, by the time you get to 6 weeks, you're walking 30-minute bursts. So that's pretty good. So you might do a 30-minute walk in the morning, 30-minute walk in the evening, that sort of thing. Right. Now we're getting into a little bit further down the track. I do just want to say as well, sometimes people do want more structured exercise during these first 6 weeks. Inside Fitness Mama, we do have a 0 to 6 week module where I provide some very functional, safe exercises for those first few weeks They're deep abdominal exercises, pelvic floor exercises, functional exercises. So these are generally safe to do before you've got that medical tick of approval. Of course, at any stage, if you've had any complications with your birth, do check in with your doctor. But if you're really keen to get onto some structured early postpartum workouts, then feel free to join us for that 7-day free trial. Okay, so what do we do from 6 weeks onwards after having a cesarean birth? This might be when you've had your medical clearance, they've checked everything over, and they're happy for you to get going with some more structured or formal exercises. So what we do from this point on is very dependent on your goals. If you are a keen, you know, wanting to get back into marathon running, that's very different from if you want to be able to walk comfortably with your child, you know, walk around the neighborhood with your pram. So depending on your goals, you will be guided. But I would encourage everyone listening to have a think about what their postnatal rehab plan could be. What could it look like for you? Is it a few walks a day combined with a few beautiful functional core exercises that you can do from the comfort of your home? Or for you, do you need to, would you prefer to go to the pool once you've had that scar cleared and it's all healed? Like what, I think the best exercise out there is what we enjoy, what you enjoy, what lights us up, what feels easy. Because if you enjoy it, then you're more likely to do it. You're more likely to be consistent and you're more likely to therefore recover well. So I am a big believer of working out what you enjoy. Some people don't know what they enjoy, and that's okay. Like, for example, that's why inside our app, we've got a whole range of workouts, whether or not they're cardio, Pilates, yoga, strength. So sometimes we do need to have a bit of a play around with a few different workout styles to decide what we like. But I do encourage you, if it feels like a chore, if it feels heavy, if it feels difficult, we need to rethink things. Okay, let's talk about returning to running or returning to something a bit more high impact or high intensity. Have you thought about a graduated return to running? I really highly encourage you all to not just get suddenly into running when you're feeling good, but let's do a bit more of a structured approach. And again, if you do need guidance, we do have a 12-week return to running plan inside Fitness Mama, which is perfect to help you return to running safely. Okay, so we have talked about postnatal rehab. We've talked about returning to a more structured program that involves core muscles, involves your pelvic floor. You might need flexibility and some stretches because you're feeling stiff with all the breastfeeding you're doing. You might feel you need strength because you're having difficulty getting up off the couch while you're holding your baby and you need a bit more strength in your legs. Like there's so many different ways we can reinvest back into our body, and there's not one way to exercise. So what else can we consider? We have talked about the early stages postpartum, everything from deep breaths, log rolls, pain management, bowels, horizontal rest. We've talked about a bit of a walking program, exercises to consider. What else can we do for cesarean birth recovery? And there's two more things I haven't discussed. That is whether or not you might benefit from support wear. There's a few different brands out there. There's Everform, SRC, Solidea. They're the main ones out there. They've got some great shorts that do help with that abdominal support if you feel you need it. And then the final one I haven't discussed is cesarean scar massage. I used to recommend cesarean scar massage for everyone from 6 weeks onwards. I have since been in communication with a few different doctors who are recommending different things. So I'm actually trying to seek out an expert in this area to have a chat about cesarean scar massage. I don't believe all women need it who've had a scar, a cesarean birth. this is an area to be advised. So stay tuned. If you know an expert in this area, or if your obstetrician has given you guidance and they want to come and talk to me on the podcast, I would love to hear from them. But if you have been recommended to do cesarean scar massage and you are going to do it, then it's not that complicated. Again, it's something I do teach inside Fitness Mama, but it might involve, actually, I really need to show you this. I'm going to do a video. I hereby declare I'm going to do a video for YouTube and for Instagram to show and demonstrate cesarean scar massage. But I do as well put the call out. If you know anyone who can come and have a chat about the latest research with cesarean scar massage, then I'd love to hear from you or to hear from them. That's it, ladies. Hopefully that was helpful. We've talked about what things to do during pregnancy, that early postpartum period, and beyond as well. I'd love to hear from you if you've had a cesarean. Are there any tips that helped you have a smoother recovery post-birth that I haven't mentioned today? Please come and send me a DM on Instagram at fitnestmama, FITNESTMAMA. I would love to hear from you. Otherwise, let's wrap it up. You have a fabulous day, and I look forward to you joining me next week for another episode of the Pregnancy, Birth and Recovery podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Fitness Mama podcast, brought to you by the Fitness Mama freebies found at www.fitnessmama.com/free. So please take a few seconds to leave a review, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and be sure to take a screenshot of this podcast, upload it to your social media, and tag me at FitnessMama so I can give you a shout out too. Until next time, remember, an active pregnancy, confident childbirth, and strong postnatal recovery is something that you deserve. Remember our disclaimer. Materials and contents in this podcast are intended as general information only and shouldn't substitute any medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. I'll see you soon.